Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Guess what? I have something super secret that I've been working on that I'm finally ready to reveal. I made a puzzle for you. Yes, we now have a Mr. Jim mystery puzzle. If you've ever heard our animal story episodes where they're mysteries and you have to solve and figure out what animal it's about, you've got to check out our puzzles. While you're solving the puzzle, there's an included story to listen to, and there's even a prize inside if you're able to solve the mystery. Have your parents check down in the show notes below about our puzzles. All right, friends, who is ready for today's adventure? I definitely am too. Let's go!
It was a beautiful day outside, and Emery was in the backyard raking leaves. That was one of his very important jobs. There were a lot of leaves that would come down from all those trees, and they needed to be moved off of the grass. Have you ever raked the leaves before? Oh, it's a really, really fun job. Yeah, you get these big rakes or sometimes a leaf blower, and you gotta make the leaves all in a big pile. Wait, why do we make them in a big pile again? Oh yeah, to jump in them! Yeah, big piles of leaves are super fun. And that's pretty much like the sole point that I rake leaves, right? Yeah! Well, Emery was building this awesome leaf pile. And as he was raking his leaves, he found something very strange. What is that? He said as he raised the rake over his shoulder. He bent down and... Where did this come from? He thought it was a giant white mushroom, but as he pushed it, it rolled. That is not a mushroom. Look, it almost looks like an egg, but this is way too big to be an egg. I've never seen an egg this big before. He carefully set it over to the side so that it wouldn't get lost in this big pile of leaves. He finished the job, and it was time to get something to drink. What is your favorite thing to have a drink of after a nice long job like raking the leaves? What do you think? Water or orange juice or lemonade? Which one would you pick? I love all of those things, but especially a nice big glass of water. There's nothing quite like ice and water. It tastes so delicious. Well, as Emery was drinking his water, he took another look out the window and... Wait a second! What happened to that big white thing? He raced outside and it cracked open. Wait a second. I didn't break it. Who broke it? And then as he got closer and closer, he realized that it really was a giant egg. What was that? Emery turned around and there it goes. There's some kind of creature running off into the forest. He couldn't believe his eyes. He saw a long tail, spiky back, and four legs, and it was running really fast. It was about the size of a small puppy. What do you think would have hatched out of a giant egg like that in his backyard? Well, as Emery ran inside, he was racing to go get all of his spy gear, because he definitely needed some help in finding what in the world just ran off into the forest. All right, I guess I should start in following like the footprints because it was definitely big enough to leave footprints in all the mud. All right, there it is. Let's go. Emery started following the footprints into the forest. Didn't take long before he heard some sounds. That is the weirdest sound I've ever heard, said Emery. But I must be getting closer. And indeed he was. He just... went down the hill and jumped over a creek, and all of a sudden, there it was. What in the world? Is that a dinosaur? Shouted Emery. And it was! It was a real, live dinosaur that looked like it was completely stuck in the mud. How did this happen? Said Emery. He had never heard of a dinosaur in his area. Have you ever seen a dinosaur? Me neither. Oh no, it looks like he needs help, said Emery. He carefully slid down the edge of this hill, all the way down to this muddy pit. The little dinosaur was completely stuck in this deep mud. He didn't know exactly what to do. He grabbed a stick and kind of pushed it underneath his legs and tried to push it up out of the mud. And it was kind of working, and the little dinosaur pulled himself out of the mud. And then Emery grabbed his tail and helped him the rest of the way. All right, big guy, come here. There. The little dinosaur was not afraid of Emery. He actually ran towards Emery and rolled up against his ankles, kind of like a little puppy dog. Oh, hey, little guy, said Emery as he knelt down to pet the little creature. All right, I have to ask, if a dinosaur rolled up against your ankles and was rolling around like a little puppy, what would you do? Would you rub its belly? I might do that. Well, as Emery reached down and pet this little creature, he said, hey, little guy, where are you from? Well, I don't understand dinosaur, but you must have a mom around here. It was at that moment that Emery realized the true mission on hand. It was not just to discover this little dinosaur, but it was to bring him back to its mother. All right, baby Dino. Yeah, how about Dino? Yeah, that looks like a good name on you. I think Dino approved. He was very excited, hopping around. All right, we gotta find your mother and, how in the world are we gonna do that? Do you have any ideas? How do you think a mom dinosaur would know where her baby is? Do you think maybe the smell? Maybe if there's a way to make the dinosaur smell bigger, then the mom could find it, but I don't know how to do that. How about its voice? Dino has that little sound he makes like this. I wonder if there's a way that we could make it louder. Then maybe the mom would hear it. And that is when Emery thought of a really good plan. I have a karaoke machine in my bedroom. I wonder if there's a way we could make Dino's voice extra loud. Dino, come here. Let's go. Emery and his new buddy Dino ran back to his house. He had to keep Dino outside because he was very muddy still. But Emery ran up and grabbed his karaoke machine and met Dino on the back patio. All right, Dino, this might actually work. I'm going to hold this microphone up to your mouth. Don't bite it. It's not food. But I want you to make your sound, and then this speaker here is going to make it really loud. Probably the whole forest will hear it, so maybe your mom will too. All right, 1, 2, 3. Dino made this sound perfectly right into the microphone, and he then tried to eat it. Dino, spit that out of there, said Emery. Dino dropped it down on the floor, and he looked very guilty. Oh, it's okay, buddy. Come here. It was then that they heard, off in the distance, the cry of the mother. Is that your mom? Dino looked off into the forest and got very excited. He knew what that sound was. Even though he hadn't met his mom before, he knew exactly what her voice sounded like. Dino ran over to Emery and rubbed his head up against Emery's leg and then ran off towards the forest. I think that was Dino's way of saying goodbye. Emery was a little sad to watch his new dinosaur friend run off into the forest to find its mom, but he was also really happy that he was able to bring them back together. But even though this is the end of our story, it's only the beginning of the adventure of Emery and his new friend Dino. I don't think this is going to be their last time of playing in the backyard. The end. Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Kenya, who's turning 5 years old. Kenya is really good at cleaning up, is a great, amazing friend, and loves to ride ponies. Wow, Kenya,
Those are all great things. And Kenya, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Turning 5 is a massively big deal. And I hope this is the best birthday ever. Whew. Well, I can't wait to start working on this puzzle mystery called Puzzables. It's going to be pretty tricky to solve who lives in the den. What kind of critter do you think lives in the den in this puzzle? Well, I'm going to start working on it, and I can't wait for you to see the prize. Oh, do you want to know a secret of what the prize is? Yes, inside the Puzzables is the animal toy. Oh, I can't say anymore. It's all a mystery. Well, friends, I hope you have a super duper day. And parents, check down in the show notes below for those Puzzables. And I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!